Welcome into the game of the week on Cruise 102.1 FM, your station for hometown hoops. It's Sue Schrader, joined tonight by Brent Wano. Brent, welcome in.
I'm so glad to be here.
It's nice to have you. We were tired on our show and caught up. It's been a while since we coached the team together and saw some basketball together, so I'm looking forward to tonight's game. I would like to thank our sponsors who have run out this game, and that's going to be Fun Solar, Talk of the Sun, Morris Chevrolet and Chevy Buick M25 and Sebring. And just to let you know, the JV game just finished up here. Cassidy is the winner, 47-35 over the Lakers JV. More sponsors are Thumb Insurance Group, Thumb National Bank of Pigeon, Caseville, Cassidy, and two locations in Bay City, Gary's Car Care of Elkton, Backstreet Quilt Shop of Elkton, Hitching Post Inn of Elkton, Signature Bank, your hometown community bank with branches throughout the Thumb area, J&S Automotive Repair, Pigeon Telephone, Harjo Ben Franklin, Main Street Cafe and Bakery. And without these fine sponsors, we would not be able to bring you your Game of the Week here on Cruise 102.1. Well, Brian, it looks like it could be an interesting matchup here in the Greater Thumb West tonight. It's anybody's taking for the league title right now. Of course, Vassar comes in at 2-0, but it's already early here in the Wild Wild West.
It really is, and I think this is a big game for both teams for different reasons. Lakers is trying to get their season kind of back on track. The first half's been kind of rough for them. 2-7, 0-2 in the league. Cass City, however, 5-5, the number 1-1 record in the league, only puts them a game behind the front runners, Bass Vulcans. Big game for both of them, kind of for different reasons.
And of course, Cass City, you know, they've made a few statements here along the way. They of course have a big game. If they win tonight, they play the Vulcans on Friday night at home, and it's their snow coming night, so that's going to be a big game for them. And they've been playing real well at home of late. Lakers come in, as you said, of course, 0-2 and 2-7 on a four-game losing streak, where Cass City comes in off a really interesting game with Bay City All Saints. As you hear about when the Bay City All Saints, when you talk about Drew Drainer, well, that game last week, I believe, Cass City was in it right about to the end. The score doesn't reflect that. It was 63-81, but that was a pretty high-scoring game there. I think it was 55 points scored in the fourth. I don't even know if the score was somewhere for them.
Well, you're right, and I think the key to stopping Bay City, obviously, is to stopping Drew Drainer. And I think once teams figure out how to do that, or at least slow him down, they're going to be able to contain the rest of the season. And Cass City's right in big form, and now it looks like they can run maybe as we move on here.
I know they come out there, they like to take the ball right to you, and that's what Coach Showalter, Mike from Bay City All Saints, was saying, that the Cougars came out running out of the gates, and so did the Red Hawks. Of course, All Saints had the lead 34-28 at half, but both teams came out showing a lot of intensity. And I think that's what you're going to see here tonight, is that Cass City's going to come out, and they're going to be ready to go run and gun, and Lakers either has to be right ready to go, or they're going to get blown out early.
I would agree. I saw Cass City twice early this season, back-to-back. I saw them play Hubbard Beach, and they played a tough game and then fell in the end. And then the very next night out, they played Marlette, played them tough for four quarters, lost them both. And I think that was kind of a wake-up call. They were projected pretty high in the rankings preseason, and then those couple losses put them back. But since then, they've been playing some good basketball.
And I think, speaking of rankings, I think you got the Huron Daily Tribune. They're ranked now with the Tribune.
I do. Marlette came out again this week as their number one team in the top 10. They've been a couple times now, and they're a legitimate number one team. They had a real close game, overtime win against Subway a week ago, and they've beaten Hubbard Beach. So, we'll be playing Hubbard Beach this week, so we'll see how that goes. That'll be a big key in that side of the division.
Are you having a premonition now? Because I'm looking forward to that game, because if anybody's going to stop my ladder, start turning them around right now, I think Hubbard Beach is going to be the one that's going to have to do that on Friday night.
One thing that's in Hubbard Beach's favor, I think, is that home court effect. So that, you know, it's a regulation size court. That's going to make it a little bit to their advantage with their running gun style. The Marlette definitely has a huge height advantage over Hubbard Beach, so if they can probably get the ball.
I mean, I would really like to see Hubbard Beach put our fight, because Hubbard Beach has been struggling here of late. You know, they had that win for them the other night at UFA. We had that game last week as Game of the Week, and I have never seen Hubbard Beach play like that. And, of course, we had Derek Wiesner, the new sports guy at WRW, calling the game, and I tried to explain him what he was seeing UFA do, and that was usually what Hubbard Beach does, and I was just really surprised by that. And I think they're going to turn around. They pulled out the win here. Hubbard Beach did tonight against Lakers this game. And speaking of cross games, Lakers coach, we were talking before the game started, earlier, the JV game. They're winning every game. They just have not been able to finish it. They're not very deep on the bench. They're tired when it comes to the end of the game. They don't quit. They're just tired, and they just haven't been able to finish it off. And they can finish couple teams. I don't think they're going to get themselves into contention in the Greater Farm West, but I think they can throw a niche in there along the way to really mess up the standings.
Right, I agree. And remember, this is Judy's first year here at Lakers, and so far he's doing a good job. You know, he's trying to get his system into his guys, and they are generally not the tallest team on the floor when they play. They have a lot of height, so a lot of their stuff comes from the outside, playing good sound defense. And if they can do those things down the stretch, I think if they're not in the West, they might determine who comes out on top.
That's one of the things he talked about. He said a lot of guys are playing a lot of different roles than what they used to playing in the past. He said they're playing much, much more man-to-man than they ever played here at Lakers. And of course, we know McCurry always had him in a zone a lot of times. But they did play some men. He said, so they're adjusting to that. And you can tell how to score their game and along the way and how they're doing. Any night, they've got several players that can step up and score for them. I mean, Gasol comes back as a junior. He's got some good experience, you know, 6.7 points per game. He had 16 points against Mayville, 13 versus Harbor Beach. You got Brody Lawrence, the senior. He was a clutch player. He was going to be a big boost for them. Chase Volker, he plays up here. He's a senior. He's averaging 10 points a game. Tim Warwick, you know, he's their stud right now. As far as I'm concerned, he's the one that has to go out there and do all the work. And he is. He's averaging 13.9 games. He's got 97 points so far this season. He had 21 against Brown City, and he's got 7 games where he's had double figures. So he needs to come here tonight, and he's going to have a lot on his hands, though. I mean, he's got Erlang. He's got more. Who else is inside there? Donna Kerr, that he's going to have to worry about. There is definitely going to be the smaller team again tonight.
They definitely are. Warwick did a nice job being kind of the workhorse for this team. He's going to have some guys step up there and help him. I've been very impressed with Brody Lawrence the times I've seen him play. He can add an outside threat in the shot, has really sound defense, and he handles the ball well. So he's going to definitely continue to show that leadership on the court for Lakers to be successful down the stretch.
Now, this is the first time I've seen both teams play this year. Last year we had quite a few of the Laker games. We actually got to call the Laker-Harbor Beach game when they did defeat Harbor Beach there and gave them that put the blemish in unbeaten season there. And, that was an interesting game, and that was a big staple for them last year, and it gave them a lot of momentum, and they rode that for a while. Unfortunately, it couldn't help them in the districts when they had to face them again. But Brody Lawrence in that game, and Chase Volker in the game, and Tim Warwick all played a lot of minutes. They were starters then, and Lawrence really stepped up in that game. I think he was the one that made the big difference for him last year. And like you said, I think he's the difference maker in the game. Warwick's the sub, and I think Volker, and you know, another one we need to talk about is Van Tiflin. He doesn't get a lot of recognition. He has to do a lot of the garbage work underneath, and he's going to need to do that tonight. He's going to need to help. He's going to keep and because if they get second and third shot underneath, they're going to beat you. They're getting good underneath there, and Dunnick's coming into his own right now, playing really well.
They're very tough down there. They do a very good job of posting up on the block. They get good position down there, and they get you in a tough spot to defend them. And then just when you think you've got it corrected or you've got it fixed, you get Alex Varney or somebody coming through the lane with a drive, and then you help off him, and they just shouldn't. It's very difficult to stop them when they're hitting on all cylinders.
And that's another thing for Kansas City's point advantage is they have a good inside-outside game. When their threes are on, as their coach was saying, Coach Green beforehand when I talked about in the hallway, when they can hit our threes, it's great, but if we can hit our threes, and he doesn't want to be attacked or damaged by the three-pointers, you know. That's been the fad for the last 5 or 6 years, you know, in coaching. Even in girls, they wanted to shoot the three, and they kind of got away from the inside game. Well, when you got the likes of the big guys at Dunnick and Ketter and Erla, you want to get that ball inside. And what helps is they can step out and take a long shot if they need to. You don't see them do it very often, but if they have to, they'll move their game outside with their bigger players.
Yeah, exactly right. And I think some of the keys to being successful in boys basketball is to run your offense effectively, which Cal City does a great job of. And you have to play good team defense. And Cal City really does that well, and it looks like the last few weeks, other than maybe the All Saints game, they've done that better. So hopefully, and I think come tournament time, they could be a serious team to contend with.
We're going to take a commercial break, and when we come back, we'll talk about some of the other games going on here tonight. We'll be back after these commercial messages.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. And they're always glad you came.
This is Wendy Somerset from Thumb National Bank and Trust Company of Cass City asking this question. Is free checking really free? With the Thumb National Senior Checking Account, it is. Does your bank buy...